The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Monday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day. With your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Morano. With news guy Al Gattullo. And traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
In 1492, three ships sailed out the sea, the Nina and the Pinta and the Santa Maria. And as they sailed the stormy sea on that historic day, from way up in the crow's nest you could hear Luigi say,
"Please, Mr. Columbus, the dreaded a ship around. Take me back, I want to feel my 2 feet on the ground.
Why, you tell Isabella that the world is round.
Please, Mr. Columbus, turn the ship around."
Oh, my God. You know, when I was a kid, and I'm old, and I'm a child in the 1950s, hello, and we would listen to all those songs, and we would laugh at ourselves, right? We'd laugh at ourselves, right, as Italian-Americans. And I remember hearing those songs, and you would hear Dominic the Donkey at Christmas time. You hear about old Lou Bacala Monte, and they would always make the Italian jokes and everything. But here, it was all about family. It was all about family. 2 o'clock every Sunday, we'd sit around that dining table every single Sunday. I would be playing baseball in Bloomfield on the street, or we'd go into Brookdale Park, and my mother, the door would open, "Joseph, dinner!" Like that. But 2 o'clock now, after church now. We went to church. We used to fast, right? And you couldn't eat before communion back in the day. We'd go to St. Thomas in Bloomfield, New Jersey. We'd come back home. My mother would always make pancakes. And then a few hours later, you could smell the lasagna and the eggplant and the roast beef. God bless them. I'm telling you, things that, by the way, their parents couldn't get in Italy. And that's why they came to America, because of the abject poverty back then. And we would sit around no matter what. And somebody kept telling me that yesterday. Michael's of Brooklyn. They're saying, this we always did with the family. And I think therein lies what problems we do have. And when you hear these crazy things happening, we don't do it anymore, right? So that's why we always try to, and with our family, we always try to get with my mom. You get around the table. You got to stop. Just stop by. Remember, just stopping by. Remember, people, just stop by. "What do you want, Mom? I'll make you something to eat." "My mother, you're going to stop by? I'll make an eggplant." "No, Mom, don't make the eggplant. It's all right. I'm okay," right? That's the Italian-American spirit. And I know it just goes across to every ethnicity. I don't know. I have such a soft spot for immigrants that come into the country, learn the language, learn the laws, want to become Americans. The one gentleman I met in Madison, he was from Turkey. It took him 13 years to become a citizen. 13 years. He didn't bum rush, you know, the border. He didn't complain. He didn't go to the politicians and have the politicians use him just so they can get a vote. He put in 13 years in the United States before he became a citizen. Our buddy Sammy, the Egyptian who listens all the time, Sammy worked hard to get here. Like my grandparents worked hard to get here. And they would go back and forth. And you think it was easy. My grandfather would go back. They go back and forth. Like Maria said, her father would go back on a boat called the Rex. That's why they called it the Rex Manor in Brooklyn. They had a restaurant back then, Maria Bartiromo. And they would go back and forth. And my grandfather went back. They drafted him into the Italian Air Force. "Hey, whoa. I got a family back." So he had to put in like time in the Air Force. You think it's easy. It was impossible what they did to get here. And then they're trying to take everything away. They're trying to take everything away that you and I believe in. And if you sat with your grandparents, you sit with your parents, if you listen to them, and I wish to God I sat more with my grandfather, with all my grandparents, said, "What was it like on the boat? How did you get in touch with people in the United States? Where did you get your first job? What was it like?" And I learned through, like I tell my mother, we drive my mom crazy, asking her all the little details when she was a kid, what she remembers, how she worked, where she was when she heard Pearl Harbor. As an Italian-American gal growing up in New Jersey, true heroine my mom is. And she, you know what, that generation doesn't even feel like that. They just did what they did. And their parents were the same way.
They came here. Nowadays, they politicized everything. They use people who come into this country for votes and for power and control. They give everything for free. Hey, we got nothing for free. We don't work for everything. And you wonder why I'm so proud that we have an Italian-American holiday. And now they're trying to take it away. And by the way, if you look, you have to check out in the New York Post the article by Angela Vivolo. And he co-wrote it with Allison Asiri. It stops scapegoating Christopher Columbus, because they're using Columbus to take away Western civilization. That's all this is. They're using Christopher Columbus to take away what? Christianity. The Christians are the most persecuted in the world. The Catholics are persecuted in the world. They're burning down churches. You don't hear about it. They're trying to take everything away you and I believe in. And November 9th is, you know what November 9th is? I learned from reading Angelo's article in the New York Post today. You know what it's called? Oh, yeah, it's called Indigenous People Day. Hello, they have a day. You know what November is? Did you know? November is Indigenous People Month. Excuse me. And I got to explain to my kids how they go after Columbus with the courage that this guy had, you know. And then you have to look at, if you look at the facts, and the teachers don't even care about the facts. Oh, he's bad. Oh, he's white. He's racist. You know what the guy had to go through. You know, he never owned one slave. Columbus? Did you know that he adopted an indigenous boy? He adopted him and put him into his family. You know, Columbus had his flaws. Everybody had their flaws. But what are you supposed to do? Just take that away? Take away everything that we believe in our heritage? It just plain isn't going to happen, you know? And we're going to stay strong. And what I love about the Columbus Citizens Foundation, where I broadcast you from this morning in this beautiful, glorious townhome, it shows me everything that's great about the Italian-Americans. You have got, when you got Ken Langone and Joe Grano, and you've got all these great, Dick Grasso and all these great Italian-Americans, Vinnie Viola, the Viola family with his great son Johnny, when they support Angela Vivolo, Frank Fusaro, and all the great guys from the foundation, and that have really put their heart and soul into this organization to support and to hold on to the heritage. And you know what they do with the money? They give it to kids for scholarships. You know, Gaga's family. You know, a Germanotte was the name of the family. I must have introduced with Maria, I think Lady Gaga sang years ago at the parade, you know. And so Stephanie, I think her name was, right? Germanotte family have been supportive of this organization. Great organization. I'm so proud to be here. And a shout out to my mom. Happy Columbus Day. Because, you know, mom and dad, they blazed the path for all of us. Just so proud. They're not moving anything. And then I meet you at Michael's of Brooklyn. How great was that? We had the Columbus Day cook-off. And we all went out. I went a weekend. I'm in Philly. Boom. And then I performed with my beautiful daughter, Olivia. Oh, she did so great. Thank God she did great in front of that crowd. And then we just blasted through, and we did a show, and I did the drums, and then they had a dance floor in the middle. I was surrounded by 700 people. I'm on one stage. I saw another stage with this great group, the Infernos, that we know from Jersey, right? The Infernos are playing, so I told them, I said, stand by. I'm going to end my set. I'm going to play the guitar. You're going to play with me on the other side. Anybody remember Battle of the Bands? Hello? Who's old? Nobody? Anybody? Battle of the Bands, man. Bloomfield Avenue, 1964. You go, bam, bam, on one side, bam, on the other side. It was wild. That's what we did Saturday night. I took the guitar out. I started playing Pink Cadillac. I said, come on, Inferno. They joined me from the other side. And then I did Twist and Shout. And I'm singing on one side of the hill, shake it up, baby. And the girls in the Infernos are going, shake it up, baby. I'm going, Twist and Shout, the other side. The Italians, come on. We know how to party. It was great. Thank you for being there. Oh, my God. Everybody, Angelo Genova was there. All my buddies were there. It was great. And I was so proud to be a part of that great thing. Great celebration. And Anthony Zeppelin's going to join us, a young adult auxiliary member. We like that the millennials are getting involved. You wonder why, when we have Madison Jesioto on the show, how proud I am of her parents. Her father's a dentist. That's so great. And then she goes on Fox and she talks about her Christianity. She talks about how proud she is to be an Italian. She's, 27, 28 years old. Michael Ippolito comes in. Look at this kid. He's 26 years old. There is hope. There is hope. Do not despair, man. We ain't going anywhere. All right? It's Columbus Day. And you know what? It's our time. Hey, Frank, it's Staten Island. Good morning. What's on your mind this morning?
Hey, Joe. How are you?
Very well, sir. Thanks for calling.
I want to bring up two topics. One is it almost sounds like we grew up in the same family. Number two is in honor of Columbus Day, I'm making steak pizzaiola tonight.
Pizzaiola, huh? Tell me real quick, how do you put that together now, Frank?
I use chuck steaks. I cut them up into like bite-sized pieces, right? I put some onion in there. I put a little Italian dressing. Then I add a little spices, rosemary, salt, pepper. Whoa. Throw it in the oven, broil it to crisp it up, take it out, and then put a can of crushed tomatoes in it. You cover it, and you cook it for about 2.5-3 hours, and it comes out like it melts in your mouth. But the most important part, that's why I'm up so early today, even though I'm off, you got to go and get that Sicilian twist bread, because that's the most important part, is to use the bread to soak up that sauce.
You know what's great? We can have this conversation in New York. I don't know if you can have this conversation anywhere else in the country, man. God bless you, Frank. Thank you, man.
Happy
Columbus Day. That is so beautiful. And I got to go to Frankie before we break. I want Frankie's going to break down for you, as he did. Thank God he was at Michael's of Brooklyn after doing his morning show. He got up. He came out to Michael's with Fred and Johnny and Marianne, and Mama Kakacha was there. It was just a beautiful, beautiful celebration. And thank you for being there. Thank you for the gifts. We're going to open them all tomorrow on the show. Yes, everybody got gifts for us, wedding gifts for Frankie. And we had a judge. They picked they narrowed the contestants down to three great chefs. So they put three tables at Michael's of Brooklyn. If you saw the video, I got it online. And there was Gaetano, and there's Dominic and Lou. And my gosh, these guys were great chefs. So, Frankie, if you'd be so kind, tell us how we broke down who the winner was, how we got there, and who eventually won.
Well, so the three great contestants, you had Gaetano, who made this incredible zucchini lasagna with marinara sauce, with the Michael's of Brooklyn marinara sauce. Then you had Dominic, who gave his take on eggplant parmesan, which was eggplant parmesan resting on a bed of cheesy polenta enveloped with brajout. And then finally you had Lou, who used the arrabbiata sauce to make this this pasta with galamad and a little bit of basil to kind of offset the galamad. And if people have Facebook, they can go to the AM970 The Answer Facebook page. You can see all of us tasting this, and you can actually see the images of the food, because my description doesn't do it justice. So there was a panel of judges. In addition to you and me, you had Fred, Michael, and John, who is the family that owns Michael's of Brooklyn. You had Michael's father-in-law, Frank, who owns a terrific pizzeria in Brooklyn.
Great guy.
He's threatening to bring us.
We have a delivery coming tomorrow, by the way.
I'm excited about that, by the way. It's some of the best Sicilian pizza in all of Brooklyn. So then, ultimately, there was a lot of deliberations. It was like 12 angry men in that deliberation room as we tried to discuss. I was who was it? I don't remember the character in 12 Angry. Oh, Lee J. Cobb. I was the Lee J. Cobb character. But ultimately, after
Who was the Lee J. Cobb?
In 12 Angry Men.
Oh yeah, no, I know. Who was it? What was the Lee J. Cobb reference? I love Lee J. Cobb.
No, so when we were deliberating, it was like 12 Angry Men.
Got it.
Juror number three, right? That was me. But I'm just kidding. I was a little nicer than he was in that movie. But then ultimately, Dominic won with
Lee
this incredible.
Cobb. He makes a Lee J. Cobb reference. I love it.
With this incredible eggplant parmesan recipe, and it's really terrific. It really was good. They were all great, though. It was tough that they couldn't. It was a shame that they couldn't all win. But Dominic won, I think, a year's supply of Michael's of Brooklyn sauce.
Wow, this is great stuff. Great stuff. You know, thank you, Frankie, for breaking that down. Frankie, it was great because I went to, it's like I always do with the news. I'm at the Michael's of Brooklyn stew. I'm going like this. So, Frankie, tell us about exactly what's going on today. So he broke it down, explained to us what it was, you know. And no politics, but it was all food, and it was just spectacular. And I have a nice tweet here. Thank you so much. Would it be out of line to call and request Joe to do a Frank Sinatra song? You know what? We will do it at the end of the parade today. You are dead, New York, New York. We're going to do it live right there on Fifth Avenue. for all the world to see. We will be there, yep, and proud to be there at the end of the parade on Channel 7, ABC 7. We'll be streaming there. Hey, it's 9:20 right now. If you want to give a call, 877-970-2999. We love you for listening. We love you for being such a great patriot and understanding how great our country is and really understanding how we're all in this together. God bless you for that, you know. And we do that in the name of Italian-Americans all day on this Columbus Day. 20 after 9, Brandi Scott, again, she's watching out for you. Roads will be cut off there for the parade, so Brandi's going to give you the info on the roads on AM 970theanswer.com.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Good morning, guys. We've got a rough ride on 80 heading westbound, approaching exit 52 in Fairfield. Crash involving an overturned car. Two lanes are blocked. You are not moving much from exit 54. Slowdowns on 17 heading northbound between William Street and 80 in Hasbrook Heights. Looking good right now on 8095 heading over to the inbound George. You've got no complaints there. Also a quiet ride on both decks. Inbound Lincoln looking good. Inbound Holland will cost you 10 minutes from the 1 and 9 approach. Minor delays getting across the East River at the Whitestone Bridge. You're a little bit slow there moving into Queens. Still sluggish on the Van Wyck northbound heading toward Hillside Ave. Stalled tractor trailer just cleared out of the way there not too long ago. LIE on the eastbound side. Some extra volume heading toward the Cross Island. And we've got no major issues right now at the Verrazano in either direction. Mostly sunny skies headed our way this afternoon. A great day for the Columbus Day Parade going up to 75 degrees. And now you know how not to go. I'm Brandi Scott on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Buy one, get one free offer today for MyPillows at MyPillow.com or call 800-651-0798. Order now. Use promo code AM 970.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Sorry, just thanking our engineer, Stu, for doing such a great job getting up so early in the morning. We're here in the beautiful, beautiful offices of the Columbus Citizens Foundation. So proud to be here. And I made that suggestion a mere week ago to our boss, Mr. Crowley, a fine Irish gentleman, and to do it all the Italian. Me and Frankie V went, hey, can you do something for the Italians? Maybe we could broadcast. And sure enough, here we are, sponsored with the Columbus Citizens Foundation. You know what? And also sponsored by, of course, JRT Realty Group. This is a great foundation that gives more than $35 million to assist Italian-American students for over the last 30 years. How about that? In the coming school year, this foundation, the Columbus Citizens Foundation, is providing assistance to over 700 students. Is that wild? And today, the Columbus Citizens Foundation has earned the reputation as one of the most prestigious Italian-American organizations in this country. And I know, Brooklyn, you're out there, and I know around New Jersey, we have a lot of Italian-American organizations. You know what? You join in. If you contact the Columbus Citizens Foundation, we will all join together as Italians. And you know that's what's great about the foundation. Keeps the Italians together. If you'd like to contribute, you'd like to call Mr. Vivolo, you talk to the great folks here at the foundation, 212-249-9923. It's 212-249-9923. Or online, you could help make a difference in someone's life by going to ColumbusCitizensFD.org.
Whether you need help with drafting a will or trust, power of attorney, health care proxy, living will, or protecting your assets from nursing home costs, Connors and Sullivan's goal is always the protection of your rights and interests. The professionals at Connors and Sullivan have been helping people like you plan their estates and protect their families for over 30 years.
I'm Mike Connors. Come to our office for a free initial consultation. Talk with me or one of our experienced attorneys to see how we can help you protect your family, your assets, and your legacy. There's no one strategy that fits everyone, but the biggest mistake when it comes to estate planning is no planning at all.
Call Connors and Sullivan, Attorneys at Law, today to schedule a free initial consultation with an attorney at any of their convenient locations in Brooklyn, Midtown Manhattan, Queens, and Staten Island. 718-238-6500. That's 718-238-6500, or visit their website, ConnorsandSullivan.com.
Yeah, we love Mike Connors, 924 and AM 970, The Answer with Joe Piscopo. If you're feeling run down, you may want to try Balance of Nature. Time to try Balance of Nature. Fruits and vegetables in capsule form, 100% whole food plants, fruits, and vegetables. That's all it is. It's in a vegetarian capsule. It's not like synthetic vitamins that we take all the time, right? Balance of Nature is not like that at all. It's a daily dose of Balance of Nature, for crying out loud, gives you 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Think about that. And that's why I was with we went to the gala, and I ran out of the fruits.
And Frankie passed it off to me. So, hey, Frank, how you doing? Hey, I got your balance of nature. Here you go. Like we're doing some kind of deal, you know? And I took the, it was in a cellophane, and I got it, and I feel great. And I'm taking them, and I got in my back pocket right now. I have the balance of nature that Frankie V bought me, and I'll take another hit after the show and then a couple more later because I'm on such an intense schedule as we go into the Italy trip, you know? Now, balance of nature for you, because we want you to try. You got to try it. You know you got to. Look, if it's Frankie told us about it. If Al's doing it, Al doesn't like anything. You know what I'm saying? He balance of nature. And then Debbie, come on. You have to try. We want you to be with us on the morning show on the balance of nature train because we are offering now a 35% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. This offer may end at any time, so don't wait to start Dr. Howard's health challenge, please. 800-2468-751. 800-2468-751. Or go, please, to balanceofnature.com. Use the discount code The Answer.
Got something to say? Call into the Joe Piscopo Show right now. 877-970-2999. That's 877-970-2999.
A ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
In Napoli, where love is king, when boy meets girl, here's what they say.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore. When the world seems to shine like you've had too much wine, that's amore. Bells will ring, ting-a-ling-a-ling, ting-a-ling-a-ling, and you'll sing Vita Bella. Hearts will play tippy-tippy-tay, tippy-tippy-tay, like a guitar and
Dino Paul Crescetti right there from Steubenville, Ohio. Yeah, man, he's going to be a boxer. He didn't know what he was going to do. Turned out to be one of the greatest entertainers of all time and a sweetheart of a man. Just a great guy. I've had the honor of being with Dean Martin and knowing some of these great. Again, these are the guys that influenced me as Italian-Americans. You look at these big world figures like Frank Sinatra and Dean Martin, you know, you meet these people, Antonin Scalia, and you meet these great Italian-American, Joe Torre, you know, Tommy Lasorda. You could see DiMaggio. I got to hang with DiMaggio. You give me thank you. A big shout out to Dr. Rock Positano, my buddy. Gets me to meet Joe DiMaggio, to hang with Joe DiMaggio. Are you kidding me? That was my father's hero. You kidding me? He used to be, they would go from Newark and they were in Belleville. They'd go to Yankee Stadium and they used to just cheer on DiMaggio. Imagine that. Really one of the great, in my mind, and I'm being biased here because I'm an Italian-American, one of the greatest ball player ever, most natural ball player. 360 home runs with the fences out like they were, 400-plus like that, with that dead ball back in the day. Imagine what he would hit now. You know, you can't even imagine. Joe D, and he was a gentleman and a good guy. But don't forget, DiMaggio, I told you the story before. Joe DiMaggio would never eat garlic because when he was around somebody, he didn't want people to think, oh, look at it, look at this guy. And they'd call it a derogatory term, the Italian smells like garlic. Joe wouldn't eat garlic, very sensitive to that. You see what we used to do? Nowadays, it's like now everybody complains about everything, am I right? The Italians never complained about a thing. I swear to God, no, they didn't. Maybe in the house, maybe they wouldn't talk to each other for 7 years because they looked at somebody the wrong way. What are you looking at? I'm looking at you. I'm not talking to you for 5 more years. Forget about it. They would get mad at each other. They all fight, you know? I'm offended. What happened? I don't know. He didn't call me. He was supposed to call me yesterday. He didn't call me. Why? I don't know. He didn't call me. Why was he supposed to call you? Because I'm here. He's supposed to call me. He didn't call me. I'm not talking to him now. No. Off the list on the island. You know, the Italians get like that. But goodness gracious me. We're good people. We work so hard. And in society, we never complained. We never complained. We worked. We work our tail off for crying out loud. And they're trying to take the day away from us and tell us we've assimilated into society. Yeah, you try to get into a corporate board with an Italian name, you know, still to this day. And if it wasn't for the greats of Wall Street, like Ken Langone, for example, how Ken just blazed the path for Italian-Americans. I mean, these are great guys, the Italian-Americans of Wall Street. Hey, by the way, I have to do my speech, too, and then we'll take a break. And we could take some phone calls, 877-970-2999. When 9/11 happened and Wall Street was just shut down, And then they said, well, we can't, we better start right back up, because if we don't start right back up, then they're going to think they beat us. You know, so 9/11 happens, then they're going to say, okay, we'll go back up. So Joe Grano, another great Italian-American, he goes, he was down there on Wall Street running Payne Weber, I believe. He's got Ken Langone, he's got Dick Grasso, he's got Rudolph Giuliani, Mayor Giuliani's there, and all these great Italian-Americans are there. And he and Joe Grano's the guy. I said, no, wait after the weekend. Wait till we're locked, that we're sure that we're up. Because if we're up and we fail, then they really won. And that is the Italians that kept Wall Street alive. Think about it. Back in 9/11. Not to mention all the lives lost, certainly of all Americans and certainly all ethnicity during 9/11. But the Italians have contributed so much that, you know, we deserve a day. In the name of God Almighty, you deserve a day. Let me just personalize it. You deserve the day. Thank you for being the great patriot, the great family person. Thank you. You go to church. God bless you for going to church. We're one nation under God. We're done. And you know what? Columbus worked hard. He was a brilliant explorer. He had his flaws, like every single other person had their flaws. Who's going to judge Columbus? You're going to judge Columbus? You're better than anybody else. If it's not about Columbus, it's about the Italian Americans, and therein lies the attack. It has nothing to do with Christopher Columbus. It's about us. It's about us being Christians, about us being part of America. That's why we have to stand fast. And on the political soapbox, before we break, a thank you to President Trump. He wrote, and I posted it out, he wrote the nicest letter in defense of Columbus Day and celebrating Christopher Columbus Day. And on Wednesday, I will be at the White House proudly with my big son, Joey, and we'll be welcoming the president of the Italian Republic. And the president is acknowledging the Italian-American community. And I can't even remember the last president that did that. You know what it was? Ronald Reagan. And that's the last time I was down there for an Italian affair. And we're going on Wednesday, and we thank President Trump for not forgetting the Italian-American heritage. You know, politics aside, we appreciate the president of the United States standing up for our community. 9:32 right now, Big Al standing by with the headline news on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
58 degrees at 9:32. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. There are new concerns over the safety of decks after last month's deck collapse that injured 20 people in Wildwood. Local officials sending out a letter to property owners urging them to inspect their decks for excessive wear and make sure they're safe. Moisture and salt air at Jersey Shore towns can cause serious damage to decks and exterior attachments. Authorities hope decks are secured before crowds start returning next spring. Meantime, there's been no official report on what caused the September 14th deck collapse. Cops in Toms River also warning residents to watch out for deer looking for other deer. Police say that it is the fall mating season for white-tailed deer, and that means the animals will be even more active than usual. The advisory is aimed at motorists, as bucks tend to chase does across roads, which increases the chance of collisions. Officials say drivers should pay attention to deer crossing signs and slow down through areas known to be populated by the beasts. In sports, the ALCS all even at a game apiece. Jay Happ giving up a solo homer to Carlos Correa in the bottom of the 11th inning as the Yankees lost 3-2 to the Astros in Game 2 in Houston. Sam Darnold threw for 338 yards and 2 touchdowns in his return as the Jets held off the visiting Cowboys 24-22 for their first win on the season. Stuck in traffic? Brandy Scott's got the answer.
Slow ride at the Whitestone Bridge, making your way over to the Bronx side. We've got a stall on the span. That's got you slow from the Whitestone Expressway. Looking good right now, both directions at the Throgs Neck Bridge. No complaints there heading across the East River. LIE on the westbound side, a little bit sluggish heading toward 80th Street eastbound. You've got no complaints from the BQE all the way through to the Cross Island. Looking good on the Van Wyck up and down, moving between the Jackie Robinson and the Belt. No delays right now at the Verrazano on the inbound side, also nice and quiet at your Hudson River crossings. Maybe cost you about 10 minutes at the Holland from the 1 and 9 approach. 75th annual Columbus Day Parade kicks off this afternoon. We'll have some closures along 5th Avenue between 43rd and 79th. Alternate side is suspended for the holiday. Looking good this afternoon. Mostly sunny skies going up to 75 degrees. Tonight, clear and cool. Temperatures dip in the low 50s. Now you know how not to go. I'm Brandy Scott on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
Sponsored by Napa. At Napa, get $20 back when you buy oil, air, and cabin filters at participating Napa Auto Parts stores and Napa Auto Care Centers. Limit 2 prepaid cards per household. While supplies last, offer ends 10/31/19.
Joe Piscopo on the radio. Great to have you with us. Happy Columbus Day. We've been sponsored by JRT Realty Group. Jody Police. Great, great, great conversation. You could podcast the conversation I had with Jody earlier as we go on in the day when we post that podcast. That was a great. This is a woman who starts her own commercial real estate group. Come on, woman owned. Are you kidding me? Breaking the old, the age old boys club, you know, kind of situation. And if you're a woman, you're a minority, she set all that up. She, I'm telling you, talk about a record blazer, right? In the real estate industry. By the way, she's set to achieve, Jody is the Real Estate Board of New York's Lifetime Achievement Award in January. It's an incredible honor in the real estate industry. And when working with JRT, Realty Group, you can rest assured that your business is in highly professional hands. I love this. I love this, that whether you're purchasing a building, warehouse space, hey, even the production studio aspect of it all, which I've been trying to get done in New Jersey, Jody's got it going on in New York, man. You got to check this out. And by the way, if you would do this for Joe on the radio, if you would just go to jrrealty.com. If you're driving, please remember jrtrealty.com. You text, hey, thanks for supporting the Italian-American cause. You know what I'm saying? She stepped up, and I appreciate that. You could call as well, 212-445-1200, 212-445-1200. You know, if you want to check out some real estate, you know, around the great New York area, the commercial real estate, you can call 212-445-1200. You can call just to say thank you for supporting the Italian-American cause. That's a JRT Realty Group. Again, jrtrealty.com.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Katzimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Morano in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
And thank John Katzimatidis, one of the great Greek Americans, has Italian blood in his body. I think he told me he's 24%. Is that right, Frankie? He's 24% Italian, I think. So we say happy Columbus Day to John and Margo today as
absolutely,
well.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Hey, let me tell you about the Columbus Day Parade. This Columbus Day Parade, again, it's at 12 noon. It'll be on ABC 7, on Channel 7. Maria Bartiromo, she takes the lead. She's the boss. She is so great. After she does her whole morning show on Fox, right? She does mornings with Maria, and then she hosts the show. Forget about it. And I will be there, her co-host, humbly there. Valerie Smaldone will be there. You know Valerie from Bagels and Broadway. But also Kenny Rosato from Channel 7 will be there. It is the world's largest celebration of Italian-American culture and heritage. Shout out to WABC Television in New York for keeping our heritage alive. So the Columbus Citizens Foundation is the organization that produces this parade. It takes all year to do this. Its roots go back to 1944 through the foresight of two extraordinary men, Judge Samuel DeFalco and Generosa Pope. And the Columbus Citizens Foundation is dedicated to promoting Italian-American heritage, right? Focusing on its philanthropic endeavors. The foundation has distributed more than $35 million in assisting Italian-American students over the last 30 years. In the coming school year alone, the foundation is providing assistance to over 700 students. So today, the Columbus Citizens Foundation has earned a reputation as one of the most prestigious Italian-American organizations in this country. And if you're moved by all the good work of the foundation and would like to get involved or contribute to its scholarship program, call them, please. 212-249-9923, 212-249-9923, or go to columbuscitizensfd.org.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios. Coming up at 10 a.m. on AM 970, The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Hey, Joe Piscopo on the radio. Great to have you with us. That's at 9:39. So I love we have another millennial that is part of the Columbus Citizens Foundation. Come on, I love this. Come on. You know, Anthony Zeppelin, a young adult auxiliary member. Anthony, thank you, man. Thanks for waiting.
Thanks for having me.
No, it's great to have you here, man. How old are you now, if I can ask?
I'm 30 years old.
30 years old. Yeah. But look at that, man. No, I'm telling you.
I get it a lot, yeah.
No, you believe in the foundation, the heritage. Of course, tell us where you're from. You're from Jersey.
From Jersey.
Jersey
from
boy.
Brookvale, New Jersey. I'd be remiss. My mother would smack me if I didn't tell you. She went to school with you at St. Mary's in Colostor. Yeah.
She went with the mother of my three beautiful children, Kimberly.
There you go.
It was St. Mary. No, or
St. Mary's. No, it's you.
It was. Yeah. No, I didn't go to St. Mary's. No. I couldn't get
in Colostor?
But we went to the church. What was the church there? It wasn't St. Mary's. It was St. Teresa's.
St. Teresa's.
Yeah, correct. Yeah, somebody's going to call. Somebody's going to call, and they're going to say.
Yeah.
But I remember at the church we would go in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we were in Englewood. I was in Bergen County and Alpine for years.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you're a superstar there.
No, man. I'm telling you, Colostor. And how's Rudy's Pizza still there?
Rudy's Pizza still there. Yeah, of course. That place is never going to go. Never. Yeah.
No, still the best. I would have the chicken parmesan after Saturday Night Live. I'd be so burned out on a Saturday, man. Forget about it. This is great, though. And in regards to your parents, too. Yeah. So how did you get involved with the Italian-American community?
So my parents joined about 6-7 years ago, and then they had the Young Adult Auxiliary, and I joined about 4 years ago. And then last year, we had our board election, so I ran for president. And now I run the board of our subsect of the foundation's young adults. And it's really been great. The whole foundation of what we do is really opening up more doors than the guy that helped us get here did for us. So it's really about helping the next generation.
It's so true. But how do you see it, man? Because I think when I was younger, I mean, I'm so much older than you, but I don't remember. I'm trying to think. No, we always were proud to be Italian.
Yeah.
And I was always, I think what we didn't talk about. We didn't talk about, like, you should be proud that, you know, about your heritage. Mm-hmm. Until they tried to start to take it away.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden I said, well, why? What are they taking it away? Like, they were going to homogenize the Italian-American community, you know, for lack of a better term. Mm-hmm. And then, but what made you see, think as a young man, did your parents sit down and talk to you? Like, I had mentors that talked to me and tell us, hey, this is our heritage is going, and you got to believe in it, otherwise they're going to take it away.
To be honest with you, I think it was something that was just instilled in me at a young age.
Yeah.
And it really wasn't an open conversation until I really started to branch out of the Bergen County area. And I mean, obviously it's a greater population of Roman Italian Catholics, and coming to the city, you see the real mix of what America actually is. And then you start to really have conversations about where you came from and what your heritage is all about.
I always joke about my friend, my mentor, Raymond Chambers. I talk about him often, the guy that got me into the nonprofit arena. Mm. And he was from Newark. They're all Italian. North Water, they're all Italian. Mm. He thought he was Italian. When he left Bluefield Avenue, he was surprised even people that were not Italian.
That's hysterical.
You know? And me too. I thought everybody was kind of Italian, Irish, or Jewish back in the day. You know, then you get out there, you see all the other ethnicity, but that's the foundation of it.
Yeah.
So what do you do? You're in business?
My family runs an architecture firm in New Jersey.
Cool.
I'm in the practice myself, and so we do houses all over.
You do homes? You do buildings?
We do homes. We do commercial. Small, medium, and large commercial projects. We're trying to branch out a little internationally, which is really nice.
You know what? I'm not see, that's Italian. That's an artistic thing.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, you know what's amazing is I see where we are, where the station is, and there's that whole Trinity area with the Trinity Church.
Oh,
a guy named Kimball, Kimball.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I know we're supposed to be talking about Italians all day, but hey, give him the Irish. Irish or the English, whatever he was. Beautiful, the architecture of the New York City, man.
Yeah. Oh, it's like nothing else.
Yeah, so you do homes mostly.
Right now, I'm doing apartments in Manhattan. We do interior architecture, my father's more based in the Bergen County area doing custom residential all over the place. And
what happened to Alpine, brother?
I know. That's all over,
You know, the house I live in Alpine was a tiny little house. I remember that. We bought them. Yeah. I said, we're going to Alpine, New Jersey. It wasn't Alpine, New Jersey. Mm-hmm. And then Eddie Murphy.
Bubble Hill.
That was in Englewood.
Yeah. Oh, Englewood, yeah.
He came to Alpine first. Mm-hmm. He was in Long Island. I said, Eddie, just come to Jersey, because we were always hanging out. I said, it's too far to go out to Long Island. I said, and you know what? He came to Alpine, New Jersey. How great was that?
Yeah.
And from there, he went to Englewood Cliffs,
yes,
which was the term Bubble Hill, which is we won't explain on the air. But it was great. But it was great that Murphy came to Jersey, man. So tell us what the Young Auxiliary Organization.
So what we do is we have we act seasonally in the fall and the spring, and we'll throw an event, and it's a fundraiser where we adopt a scholarship once every 4 years. So we donate $30,000. I think
you,
in the existence of the club, I think we've donated over $500,000 altogether.
The kid,
the young adults, yeah, which is great. We have our next event coming up on November 8th. I don't know if Mike brought it up.
Was that the Italy run?
No, this one's Casino Night.
Oh, look at you guys!
Yeah,
Casino Night, Frankie Five Boroughs. He'll be
I'm
here.
There, I'm you, there.
Forget. So where is it at the foundation here?
It's here at the foundation.
Frank,
yeah,
please. I know. Frank's got a gambling problem, man.
Yeah. Even better. Please come. Bring all your cash. That'd be great.
Even better. He goes. Even better. It's great. Will there be some refreshment service?
Of course, yeah. Okay. We got a full,
Murano is so
full
here.
Bar. We got grandma in the back cooking all the food. It's great.
Oh,
yeah.
Frankie, I may come here.
I'm there, Joe. I don't need any additional convincing.
I ain't going to be there. So this is great. Now, tell us about the day. This is a great day. And again, the Columbus Citizens Foundation, as I speak to you now, they put this parade. It's a year-long process.
Oh, yeah, it is.
And you see Angela working so hard.
Oh, yeah.
24, all everybody working so hard. So are you marching the auxiliary
marches? Of course,
marches?
Yeah. I'm going to sprint down to 42nd Street right after this.
Yeah, So I remember when I did it, I was I went – you're going to laugh. I was with this – I think I was with I'm forgetting. Was it the sanitation workers? No, it was the FDNY. I think I was part of the FDNY early on, years ago, and I marched with them. And they were mad because the sanitation workers had nicer trucks than they did.
Oh, my God.
I know. It was great. But the parade was long. So where do they start? Where do they end up?
It's 42nd Street, and then it comes up here to 72nd, I believe.
Yeah.
And, so the young adults we've been helping with the mass right now. Me and my colleagues are down at the cathedral helping out with the mass.
You going to night?
Well, it started now. I'm going to run down there right after this. And
Cardinal Dolan does
that.
It'll be quick, man. He's quick. Am I right or wrong?
Yeah.
Do you go to church every Sunday?
I try.
Yeah. You're a Catholic, right?
Yeah.
So I'm telling you, you got to hold on to the heritage. God bless you
for
doing
that,
man.
It's my community.
Yeah. Good. And regard to your parents and everything. Yeah. And keep it up. You're not married yet or anything like that?
Not yet. Still looking for the right one.
I always felt guilty. Let you go. Anthony Zeppel, a nice kid. He's from the young auxiliary, the young adult auxiliary member.
YAA.
Yeah. And I always thought I should have married an Italian girl to keep the heritage.
A nice Italian girl.
But I ended up with the WASP, and then I ended up with a nice Irish. Why do the Irish and Italians always meet? Right?
Something about it, yeah.
Yeah. But no matter what it is, you always have to instill in your children that the Italian side is always better. Is that
okay? Yeah.
Is it okay to say that? You can say that. Anthony, God bless you, young man.
Joe, thank you for having
You're
me.
A good young man. You're a great young man. Say hi downstairs when
thank
you walk by.
Thanks.
We'll see you in the parade with Maria.
Thanks, Joe.
Okay, thank you. God bless you. God bless your family, brother. Thank you so much. It's so refreshing to me to see the Italian-American kids out there. These kids, I'm old, they're kids, but they're keeping the heritage alive. My daughter's coming by, and you're not married. I do have a daughter. I told Michael, look at me. I'm trying to get my daughter. You meet one of the nice young Italian kids. Honey, I want you to meet Anthony, and there's Michael. She's a mirage. Hey, let me tell you something. My grandmother, I told you this so many times, and I know we all the same stories, like we're all related. My great-grandmother comes over with my grandmother, who was 16 years old. I told you. They came over, outside of Avellino. So they come over, right? And I told you this before. This flips me out when my mother told me this. My great-grandmother had an eye infection, so the authorities at Ellis Island send her back. I'm laughing, but imagine if you're 16 and then your mother's got to be sent. Why is she sent back? You got an eye infection. Now, I mean, I think it's a government law that the liberals want to do that makes it you have to have a mandatory communicable disease, I think, to get into the country. Now, come on in. Bring them in. Can you imagine sending somebody back because you have an eye infection? Did we complain? Was there legislation? Did they hire lawyers? Did they say we're going to bum rush this? Did they start calling them Nazis? No, they went. My great grandmother went back to Italy. My grandmother, at 16 years old, was set up with Francesco. The mirage was already set up. She came into Jersey. She got married. They had 10 kids, 10 beautiful children who were engineers and factory workers and moved this whole big machine that is known as the United States of America and became the greatest generation. That's the Italian-American spirit I'm talking about. Don't tell me you're going to take Columbus Day away because we ain't going nowhere. Happy Columbus Day. 10 minutes before 10 o'clock, 9:49 technically, right now on AM 970 The Answer. Brandi Scott in for Debbie Duhame on AM 970 TheAnswer.com.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Hey there, guys. Good morning. Still nice and quiet out there on the roads this Columbus Day. You are looking good right now on the belt, both directions, moving between JFK and the Verrazano, BQE on the eastbound side. to some minor slowdowns approaching the Brooklyn Bridge. Then you're looking good all the way through to the Kosciusko. We've got some heavy slowdowns on the Whitestone Expressway approaching the span of the Whitestone Bridge on the Queens side. Stall takes out one lane there. That's going to cost you some extra time as you make your way into the Bronx. Looks like we've got a crash on the Bruckner. This is over on the northbound side right before the Hutch. Seeing some heavy slowdowns there after the span of the Throgs Neck Bridge. Looking good on the Cross Bronx westbound, getting to the outbound George. Inbound side, also a great ride on both decks. Looking good inbound at the Lincoln and Holland as well. 75th Annual Columbus Day Parade, that's kicking off this afternoon. We'll have closures along 5th Avenue between 43rd and 79th. And the PATH trains are back on time in and out of Newark World Trade. Now you know how not to go. I'm Brandi Scott on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Hugh Hewitt backs the president's move in Syria.
I'm with Donald Trump. He's pulling 50 soldiers back to what are defensible lines. He is not leaving Syria. He is retreating in Syria from our furthest extension. He is warning the Turks not to harass the Kurds, and we're going to see if the great gamble holds. 50 troops at the point of the spear between Turkey and the Kurds doesn't make a lot of sense.
The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings at 3, right before Joe Piscopo at 6 on AM 970. The Answer.
Joe, on the radio, tell me about JRT Realty Group. They are our sponsor today and this morning, and we so appreciate Jody Police stepping up and sponsoring us on the program. Jody Police is the founder and CEO of JRT Realty Group, the nation's largest certified woman-owned full-service commercial real estate services firm. Come on now. Is this great? I'm on stage Saturday. Man, I'm at the gala, and I said, where's that woman on JRT Realty Group? They all cheered. They're so proud. I'm the father of three daughters. I had my daughter there with me. I was so proud. So no matter what your commercial real estate needs are, whether it's finding a new office or warehouse space, purchasing a building, expanding your retail presence across the five boroughs, even finding a production studio for your creative side, JRT Realty is ready to assist you. You know, Jody is set to receive the Real Estate Board of New York's Lifetime Achievement Award in January. How about that? An incredible honor in the real estate industry. And when working with the JRT Realty Group, you can rest assured your business is in highly professional hands. You want to give a call, please, 212-445-1200. 212-445-1200, JRT Realty Group. You can check out online, please, jrtrealty.com.
How can a fully stocked restroom improve your image? How can serviced fire extinguishers or a first aid cabinet make your employees more prepared? How can comfortable work apparel make your business more productive? For over a million customers, the answer is simple. Cintas. Cintas delivers everything you need to open your doors with confidence. Because helping keep businesses well-equipped, clean, and looking their best, that's our business.
Oh, I'm ready!
Get Cintas and get ready for the workday.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
HomeAdvisor.
Here's your AM 970 weather answer forecast.
Today will turn out mostly sunny and pleasant with a high up to 72. Mainly clear tonight, down to 51 in Midtown, but 38 to 42 in the colder spots in northwest New Jersey and the Hudson Valley. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, a nice day, but cooler, high 63. Wednesday, cloudy and becoming breezy with periods of rain. That rain may be heavy at times in the afternoon and early at night. Wednesday's high 66. AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about a great Italian-American friend, Iggy Giuffre, who is the lead, our lead guy over at Route 22 Toyota. And the Giuffre family, you know, they own the Bram Auto Group. They came from Sicily. Carmelo Giuffre came from Sicily to America to start this spectacular. There's like 18 dealerships, 16 dealerships all around. And Route 22 Toyota is one of these great dealerships. And that's where they give you the first five callers, next 5 minutes deal from Alex Kinsella, the gentleman who gives you 0% APR financing up to 72 months for qualified buyers at Route 22 Toyota. Now, first five callers, next 5 minutes, I'll give you up to Mike Gallagher, okay? It's 9:54. I'll give you an extra minute, please, to 10 o'clock. If you call 855-621-9949, free multi-point inspection, free oil change, free filter, Route 22 Toyota. 855-621-9949. All European models are excluded, but you got to check out the new state-of-the-art service center on North Broad Street in Hillside, New Jersey. Largest indoor automobile showroom in the great state of New Jersey. Brand spanking new, by the way, and with a great new customer lounge. So first five callers, next 5 minutes to get you over to Route 22 Toyota, we have this. If you call 855-621-9949, free multi-point inspection, free oil change, free filter at Route 22 Toyota. That's the family. And don't forget, I told you about Iggy Giuffre, how the Italians give back. I mean, right? You're right. They stepped up to the Boys and Girls Clubs in New Jersey. They got Toyota to step up for the Boys and Girls Clubs of New Jersey. Iggy just gave a truck to a parish, to St. Mary's down there in Colts Neck with Father Jeffrey. This is a great, great family, and they care about you, and they give you this special deal, the free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter. You call 855-621-9949, first five callers, next 5 minutes. You'll go over there. You will fall in love with Route 22 Toyota, right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 to Toyota.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM 970. The Answer.
Chooch! Here's a dance you should know.
Oh, the Hucklebutt. You know what, Al? We should probably have played some opera just to be true to the Italian-American heritage, right? We're playing all the commercial stuff, so if you're an opera lover, we apologize. And Frankie Five Boroughs, we got to take Joe to Geneva. We got to go to an opera one day.
Yeah,
I mean, just to up it a little bit. Let me grab it. This was so funny. This is so Italian. I'm saying how great of Italians are, but God forbid something happens. You get offended for 7 years. And my buddy Manny Alfano, God bless, he's the head of One Voice, and he works very, very hard for the Italian American community. Did we, Frank, or did we not have Andrea Domino? I think his name was. He was on the show.
Andre,
right?
Domino. Yes.
Yeah. What his name?
Andre Domino.
Yeah, Andre Domino. Right. Thank you. And he was there in the show talking about, and so we talked about everything Manny wanted to talk about, Columbus Day, about Mother Cabrini, everything. I got a text from him just now. You didn't call me. Is that Italian? No, we didn't do enough. You got to call me because I don't have a half hour to chat on the phone. Oh, we love you, Manny. Thanks for fighting, man. Only the Italians. Hey, Joette in Staten Island, good morning. What's on your mind this morning before we get out of here?
Good morning, Joe, and happy Columbus Day.
Happy
I just
Columbus
want to,
yes,
as you already know, how Yogi Berra, Joe DiMaggio, fought in World War II.
Yeah, thanks.
And the proud Americans they were, they made the Italians proud.
You're right. God bless you, Joette. You're absolutely right. They stepped away. They fought in the war. They never talked about it. Think of what DiMaggio's record would have been if he didn't step away. I know some other non-Italians did it, certainly. But Yogi Berra landed at Normandy, which was amazing. And I told you that. I talked to Yogi Berra. I said, what was it like? It was like fireworks. He just, God bless him. He was in charge of the mortars. I didn't even know the landing gear at the Normandy, the landing craft, had mortars off to the side. I had no idea. Hey, Mike Gallagher's coming up at 10:05. We want you to tune in. But if you get a chance at noon, keep Mike on, if you would, you know, and Dennis Prager and certainly Dr. Gorka. But we're going to be on ABC7 with Maria Bartiromo. We have the largest Columbus Day celebration in the country, I guess in the world, because we only celebrate here in America, really. And we're going to have a Columbus Day parade in New York City, man. We're doing it, and we're celebrating everything great about you that you've given back. Proud to be with the Italian Americans in the studio always. Thank you, Frankie Five Boroughs Morano. Thank you. I love you, man. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Joe.
Happy Columbus Day. Albert, great job as always. Appreciate it very much. Brandy Scott, thanks for sitting in for Debbie Duhame. And Angela Vivolo, thank you very much. JRT Realty, thank you very much. Appreciate it very, very much. You stepping up. Frankie Volpe, thank you so much. Stu for being here. Charles for being here. Most of all, we thank you. Thank you for being the great Italian American you are. You know what? Thank you for being the great American you are. Make it a great day. You
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn.
deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.